Not really, until I wanted to find a ladies' loo. And at that time, most people didn't know where the ladies' loo was, and there was only one. And my colleagues, who I'd got to know in the first few days, and some I'd known beforehand, although I hadn't been on the circuit as such, were waiting for me to go into a loo marked members only, because that's what it said on the doors of all the loos. But they were all gents. And they were waiting for me to walk in then, and they'd all fall about laughing. And I was determined I wasn't going to. So, I mean, I did eventually find the ladies' loo, but that's when I realised how male dominated it was. I had no trouble with working with men or with men around. And that didn't trouble me too much. I had to pluck up courage to go to the smoking room the first time, because the smoking room was a smoking room, male-dominated smoking room. And if I could find somebody that I knew well going along the corridor, I would go then. But it didn't take me long, because I thought, I must go, because that's where all the chit-chat is. And if you don't listen to the gossip, you don't know what's going on. So and normally you went through there and then into dine. So I remember going in, and some of them were very, very welcoming.